You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What have I been up to? I started fishing. That's that's the most exciting part of my life at the moment. And I don't think if it was for this environment, I would never have fished in my entire life.
Hey, what's going on? It's me, Roscoe, founder and host of Built for the Stage, Broadway's number one fitness platform. Thanks for listening along. If you like the podcast, please rate, subscribe, and leave a comment. Special thanks to our producers at the Broadway Podcast Network. Check them out at bpn.fm. Our episode today is an excerpt from our Playbill series, Motivation Monday. And our special guest today is from Mean Girls, the musical, Risa Takahashi. Please enjoy, and once again, follow us on the gram at Built for the Stage, or TikTok at Built for the Stage, or tweet along with us at BFTS Broadway. Enjoy. Hi, Risa.
How's it going?
It's great. It's good to have this little virtual coffee chat with you this morning. Yeah, just to catch up with you. I've gotten to work with you this past month on some workout video series stuff. Yeah. So I thought, hey, she was really impressive in those workouts. Let's bring her on the show, show the Playbill world what she's got. And so let's just start with like some casual banter about, what have you been doing to fill some time during your downtime since the show is temporarily closed?
Yeah, I mean, I've been bouncing off everywhere in terms inside here, apartment in New York. What have I been up to? I started fishing. That's that's the most exciting part of my life at the moment. And I don't think if it was for this environment, I would never have fished in my entire life.
Are you going to put that on your special skills on your resume now?
I guess, that's an option. But yeah, my boyfriend, who I live with, loves fly fishing, and I didn't even know what normal fishing and fly fishing and whatever else fishing meant. But it's really fun. We go out to a river every weekend and we catch a fish and catch and release, and that's what I've been up to, kind of.
Amazing. Now is fly fishing the one where like the string
fly fishing is the one that's like really long rod with long lines and you just kind of go back and forth to like get the line out there, and you basically fight with trout, and you don't use actual bait. You use like this little fake bait to like trick the fish because they're smart fish, and try and see if we can like play with the fish basically. And no fish are really harmed unless you decide to eat them. I haven't really done that before, but it's really fun, and you literally wade through the river and you're one with the nature. It's really fun.
Sounds like a nice stress reliever for sure.
Yeah, it's good. It's the best social distance activity.
I took my dad fishing in Florida for his birthday, and he caught, at the same time, we both caught, he caught a barracuda and I caught a shark. The shark was, it was 4 feet long. I have some pictures. I can text them to you later, but when I was reeling in the shark, he had brought in the barracuda already. And as they were trying to like get it off of the line, they dropped it at my feet. And barracudas have these like long, like, I don't know if you would say snout or what, but tons of sharp teeth that you don't want to mess with. Oh, and luckily for me, all of my toes are still on my feet. But
oh, thank God.
Yeah. All right. So amazing. Fishing. Okay. We haven't had that one on our interviews yet. So if you all want some fishing advice, you can hit up Riza on the gram maybe.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
So, Mean Girls, what's that been like with your cast? Have you been catching up with your cast, staying in touch? Have you had any... Go ahead.
Yeah, some. One of my girlfriends from the show lives around here, so we've had social distance coffee date a couple times, and that's been fun. And if not, some of the cast I've been able to keep in touch with FaceTime, but it just doesn't feel the same to come to work and have girl chat in the girls' dressing room where eight of us are just crammed into one little space, which sounds crazy now. Like, that's just literally not possible right now. But it was back in March and just doesn't feel the same. So I'm excited to go back whenever that may be.
Yeah. Absolutely. How about, have you had any dreams where you wake up in the middle of the night, like being called to go back to the show without actually being ready and forgetting your lines and things like that?
I did have a dream where we were back in rehearsal. I can't remember exactly what happened in the dream, but it was a dream where we were back in rehearsals, but I was late, but the show was starting. And I was like, oh my God, I'm not ready. Like, I don't know where my costumes are. And I'm just like running around and they're like, we got you. We already have somebody else ready for you. And I'm like,
you're out. Yeah. You can't sit at our table anymore. You're out.
Yeah, you were late. Yeah, not the part of us. But then I woke up and was like, oh, it's still quarantine.
So on that topic, and this being Motivation Monday, with quarantine happening, you've still kept busy doing some performance opportunities or projects. I just saw the final video of the I Think He Knows. Mm-hmm. So cute, so amazing. Y'all were just tell us a little bit about that, and yeah, we'll direct the viewers to that after.
Yeah. So my friend Elliot Maddox, him and I did shows back in college time, and And he reached out to me during this time. I was like, hey, do you want to dance my piece? And I was like, absolutely. Like, I would love to dance anything because we don't have that opportunities anymore. Not as often. And him and all of us did Zoom rehearsals a couple times. And that was the only rehearsal times we got with this little space we have in our apartments. And Elliot's trying to see the screen to see who's doing what choreography. And it's like, can he do that again? And then the musical difficulties of like the technology is like music not matching up or disappearing. So it was like a trial and error of like, how can we create this piece in a timely fashion through Zoom and all of that. So that was a crazy thing. And what I'm realizing is that's what we're doing now, is like Zoom rehearsals. And if we're lucky, we get to shoot outside. Like with Elliot's piece, we got together in Central Park for a couple hours and with masks, dancing and basically out of breath, but can't consume air because of masks. So it was a challenge, but a really fun project to be a part of, because this feels like a new era almost, figuring out what we need to do to keep the live performance alive and saving the arts to make right. sure it stays alive.
Yeah, for those of you watching, Elliot Maddox was recently in Beetlejuice, and he's a mutual friend of mine as well. And you can check that out on his Instagram, Elliot Maddox. He's with two T's and two D's. That's how I remember it. Elliot with two T's and Maddox with two D's. So you can check out this video that Riza recently dropped. Really, really cool. And just like Riza, so uplifting to see, because we're all craving performance, you know, whether it's doing it or seeing it. Mm-hmm. So definitely brought so much joy to my heart to see you all just living out there. So that was awesome.
Oh, it was so fun to dance with somebody, even like social distancing with masks. Like I was like, oh my God, I'm dancing with people.
Yeah.
I took it for granted for so long.
Thanks to Mark, our friend at Playbill here. It's two T's on both. My mistake, not two D's, but two T's. So thanks for putting that up. So with our Mean Girls kind of being a theme for our workout that I want to help us with, I want to use a chair, because something I enjoyed so much about the show was how creative y'all were with the lockers, the desks, the sliding chairs, like all of that was just kind of very creatively orchestrated as being a part of the show, as like helping to transition the story or tell the story in some ways, as mm-hmm. opposed to just like, oh, here comes the next set piece, you know, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that'll do it with Riza Takahashi. Thanks again to Riza. Please, if you haven't already, rate, subscribe, and leave a comment. Please go to the website, buildforthestage.com. Check out all the great stuff we got going on at BFTS. We'll see you next time on Built for the Stage. Later.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah, not there.
No.
No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.